Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, for another interesting evening. You were just listening to Eternal Opus by Bob Murray, and actually the song is channeled by John Lennon, and Bob Murray's work can be found at thestarsstillshine.com, and he's providing all of the wonderful music for our programming. And while we're on the topic of everyone I know is thinking about September 11th being tomorrow, and the 911s and the tragedy and everything, we're giving honor to them in terms of just some of the music that we're playing, Eternal Opus, with the thought that all are eternal and all do go on to the next plane. And we have a very special evening planned of discussing the mysteries and the unfolding understanding that all of us may have concerning the unprecedented phenomenon known as ascension in our present-day lifetime understanding. And we have a wonderful person, guest, this evening, Aruna Byers. And she is a channel for Saint Germain and others. And she is going to be giving us some vital information that hopefully will clarify what ascension is and isn't. And I think that she definitely has a very unusual and interesting take on it and has some very important information that really needs to be out there. So, Aruna, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Wonderful. It's great to have you on the show, Aruna.
Thank you, Marcia.
Uh-huh. So we hope everyone is tuned in and listening. We are opening the lines tonight to your calls. I am open to doing some angel readings. If you are, you know, needing a reading, I just ask that you be fairly specific, and I will try and give you something from the angels to uplift you. It's at 877-876-5227. And our Canada line is 888-810-8322. And we have just a very interesting series on ascension that I've been doing off and on all summer with the Peaceful Planet. And we want to focus in on some of the questions regarding ascension and some of the things that that we've probably seen on the internet. I'm sure all of you listening have probably read something about ascension, a channeled writing from, say, Saint Germain or one of the masters about what to anticipate with ascension. And a lot of people have, it's almost become a buzzword, you know, ascension and what I can do for my ascension and this kind of thing. And yet we all understand it differently, but we all understand that it's also a collective process here. Oh, there's two phases to it. First of all, our Earth is ascending, and hence the Earth changes. And then the second phase is the personal phase of ascension. And then there's sort of a collective consciousness known as the Christ consciousness that we'll be entering in. So Aruna is going to be our guide this evening to exploring these various questions. And I also want to mention that I received, usually when I'm working on a theme, I receive various messages from my guides in spirit, and on very rare occasions I've had the great honor of hearing from Ra, who is normally channeled through Carla Ruckert, David Wilcock, and others, but it is all part of the intent. When you go into meditation and prayer, you can give and receive, and so I was honored with this message, and it addresses so many of the same things that Aruna is addressing in her material. So I thought it would be interesting to read at least part of the message, because I think it illuminates some of the more perplexing questions that I had about ascension. And then I think we'll just sort of take it from there. You don't have to take the message. You can take it or leave it, more or less, when it comes to channeled messages. I understand that some people will accept it and some people will not, especially the topic of ascension, for that matter. So I'm just sharing it with the idea that this will uplift you and give you some joy. And so I would like to read this message to you now in part, and then we will get to Aruna's bio, and then we will talk with her and ask her what she thinks about Ascension and all of the various messages that she would like to share. So this is titled, Ra Speaks on Ascension. Marcia, I wish to address Ra about the coming changes to Earth and the Ascension that some of us will be experiencing. Ra, this is Ra. We have heard your cry for understanding the current condition upon Earth and have responded before in the work of our channel, Carla Rueckert. However, that is an older version of the truth, and the truth is ever-changing upon this plane. We wish to address this question in as simple a way as possible without giving discomfort to the receiver or her audience, in this case, CBS Radio. The changes coming to Earth are cataclysmic in nature, involving earthquakes, tremors, and volcanic activity, culminating in ascension-like clearing of the Earth. Marcia, will this involve total loss of life on Earth, or will this be partial? Ra, it will be partial, as you are one who will be with us in the new Earth. Marcia, can you describe the new Earth, Ra? Ra, unlike any paradise heretofore imagined, it will be smooth, fewer mountains, peace-loving, and serene. Think of a most beautiful lake that you have visited, and imagine that, with all the people living on the shores of the lake in harmony, that lake will be like the new oceans, which will also change. Marcia, are there really two Earths, Ra, as others have predicted a separation of souls about to occur, which will split the dimensions? How can one live in both dimensions simultaneously without a sense of loss when they do split, and is this so? Ra, it is indeed so. All cannot be described in your words. Words are limiting. Marcia, when we die in the end of our lifetimes there in the new Earth and reincarnate again and again? Ra, this would appear to be the pattern, though we cannot confirm that, for each soul's journey will now be different. Those not ascending will be placed on a new planet, much like this current Earth. Marcia, what about my work with Diana and others to end war on the planet? Your work as a world teacher of peace will assist the forming of new Earth, rest assured. While not all are ascending, it will set the pattern for a new humanity of which there will be little interest in war, killing, bloodshed, or religious righteousness, which prevails upon this plane now and gives so much misery to the troubled regions of the Middle East. All attempts at ending the current conditions on Earth are praiseworthy and anticipate the coming of the Christ consciousness. So all are noble in their pursuit of both peace and accelerated ascension. Marcia, what must one do now to accelerate ascension, if that were the term? Ra, I was speaking of those already chosen to ascend. No one will be left behind, and those not wanting to ascend will not be along for the ride of a lifetime, if you will excuse the pun. No ascension attempts are necessary, though there is a condition right now whereby those not sure they wish to align with others will be caught in a wormhole, whereby they may end up in a dimensional warp. We have spoken of this in Carla's work. And finally, Ra, is there any danger in channeling Ra as opposed to Quo or other entities? We are of the love light vibration and cannot cause any harm to the querent. However, discretion is advised and consciousness to maintain the channel's energy current must be compatible. You are loved more than you can ever know. Peace, blessing, Adonai. This is Ra. We leave you in the light of everlasting love. Ra. So I was, you know, pondering these very issues in my mind as I was going through my preparation for the show, and Ra came through. So this is posted on the Spiritual Notebook, and we want to encourage all of our listeners to check in to the Spiritual Notebook, where there are many fine channelings from others as well. And we also want to mention something new for BBS, which is the Ask an Expert section of the BBS website. All you have to do is create a login and go there, and you can ask me or ask our guest, in this case Aruna, some questions, and basically we will try and get back with you in a timely fashion with answers to your quandaries or questions. So again, we are opening up our phone lines at 877-876-5227, or in Canada, 888-810-8322. I hope you enjoyed the message. I know there's a lot of material in there, and we're going to be covering the same kinds of issues now with our dear guest, Aruna Byers, and I'd like to read to you a little bit about her biography before we open our discussion with her about her knowledge on ascension. Aruna Byers has been a channel and teacher of mastery since 1985. In 1993, her awareness awakened and this sparked another growth in consciousness where her mind completely delegated all choices to God. In mastering this way of being, her co-creation with the Ascended Masters and Archangels became choiceless, and her divine calling came as primary distributor of their teaching on ascension. Her clear channeling of these master messages has contributed the most details about ascension and the next phase ever given. New material comes regularly and is available along with articles Aruna has written on awakening and other related subjects at www.awakeningcoach.com. And the other website, I believe, is mastermessages.com, correct, Aruna?
Right. That was the original channeling website that
uh-huh.
I posted the first 50 messages I received from Saint Germain last year. And there were more, but they actually told me that because of the sensitivity of them that I should not put them on the website, but only to distribute them to those who asked. So I've been doing that. And then a new series started, which I've been posting on the Awakening Coach website.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so there's about 150 now.
You've certainly got a wealth of material there from Saint Germain. And Saint Germain, maybe you could just give us a little background on Saint Germain and what you know about him and how he came to you, and then just kind of the general tone of his messages on ascension, if you would, and if you want to, you know, elaborate on any particular message, that's fine too.
Okay, I was actually introduced to Saint Germain when I first started the channel in 1985, and I was asked to be a teaching channel for him, and that it would take me around the world. And at the time, I had no clue how that would happen, but 6 months later, I was in Japan for the first time, and it opened doors to all that travel that I'd always dreamed of.
Oh, wow, that's great.
It was
so this has been widely acclaimed then, I take it.
Oh, yes. I have been all over the world as a messenger for Saint Germain. I've taught workshops on his behalf, and I've done many readings for many, many people. But this whole series about ascension started about a year and a half ago.
Oh.
I hadn't been actively channeling for anyone for quite a while. And then he just came to me and he said, I'd like you to deliver these messages. Would you do that? And, of course, since I'd said I'll do whatever God wants, I'd really saw that there was no choice. And I said, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one actually is about ascension.
Okay. Well, would you like to read it for our audience then?
Well, I'll read some excerpts from it because there's specific points that he was making here that I think I can key in on and then go to some of the other ones that he's given me on ascension also.
Sure.
But the unique things about these particular messages, they are not just giving us information that we're going to ascend, but they're giving practical things to do to prepare for ascension.
That's what I liked about your messages, because for being a channel myself, I'm a very down-to-earth person, and I
mm-hmm.
like to know the practical approach to everything. I know that sounds absurd because I work with spirit, but I'm practical. So you must have a practical sense within you, too, or you wouldn't be getting this kind of information.
Well, for me, I'm not interested in la-la stuff. I want really grounded things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to tell me that I'm going to participate in something, what can I do to support
mm-hmm.
that? And so
mm-hmm.
he's been giving a lot of guidance through me that are very specific exercises. And just in this first message that came through, he specified two things. One is to meditate every day, at least an hour a day as a minimum. Two is even better. And preferably to meditate at the same time every day. And the other thing is a way of dealing with fear. He says because the gateway is opening and there is a lot of clearing that's happening on the planet
mm-hmm.
at the moment, then fear is arising. And those of us who are getting prepared to ascend really need to work with that fear. So he gave a little exercise to how to do a calming fear release. And I'll just share that with you because
it's very easy. Wonderful. Please go ahead.
He says, place two fingers on a most active area of the body and make this decree. My fingers are the clearing devices to release all concerns. And then tap the area about 5 or 6 times or until the release feels complete. 2 or 3 repetitions on the same area may be needed. So he says that anybody that is preparing for ascension can use this decree and tapping ability on anybody that, you know, is holding fear or feels tight to assist in that release.
Now, could this be applied to a physical symptom?
A physical symptom like a headache?
Yeah.
Well, I would say anything that would be tension or fear related.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, very good. I was just using it on my neck.
Okay.
So,
yeah, great.
Know, well, so you
I'll just say that again if anybody wants to write it down and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
My fingers are the clearing devices to release all concerns. And then just tap the air about 5 or 6 times until the release feels complete.
Well, that's wonderful, and that's something so simple that we can all do. And why is it important, Aruna, in what you're getting from Saint Germain, to release all of our fears, especially, you know, with the thought of, you know, this message I had from Ra, highlighting more earth changes and things. We know these things are coming. Even knowing those kinds of things can be a troublesome thing, but at the same time that we're being challenged with perhaps facing more earth changes, we're asked to release all of our fear. This is asking mastery of us, is it not?
Absolutely. That's what ascension is all about.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the definition of ascension that he gave me in the same message says, ascension means to fully awaken the divine master I am within and be a demonstration of aware consciousness. So fully awakening the master within means that the master is in charge, expressing completely through the body, and fear has no place there. That's only the ego reacting to what's going on.
Well, that is a perfect and very clear explanation, I think, of one aspect of getting to the ascended state. Definitely, we have to work on fear, and fear is, you know, so common a human emotion, and so many people are still controlled by it, even light workers who are, quote-unquote, working on their ascension, I've noticed, are not perfect yet. You know, it's a very major task for people to work on fear, but I have found that the higher you go in terms of vibration and working with spirit, the more you tend to be able to release fear. But there are situations in life that can bring fear up very quickly. You can think that you're completely free of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
something happens and you can go, oh, my God, you know. And, you know, it can really suddenly come upon you without, you know, in any circumstance that could create it, any kind of emergency conflict, you know, that kind of thing. So it is very important to remain grounded, isn't it?
Yes, and also there's nothing wrong with having fear as an energy that moves through us.
Mm-hmm.
The key is allowing it to move through us so that it
mm-hmm.
can be released. Many of us try to be powerful and strong and stuff that fear, and it's held in the cells of our body, and that actually keeps us from having the divine presence fully available. It blocks our access to it.
It definitely does, and you know, I think that, you know, just working on personal ascension is a really important thing, and I don't think there's anything more important that we could do right now. But for those that are kind of new to this concept, maybe wondering, well, what's the effort all about? Why is it worthwhile for us to do that? And what exactly is it that, you know, we're ascending to, or whatever. You know, there's a lot of questions, I guess you could say, that I've had
mm-hmm.
for years about this, and I wondered if you had any other messages that you wanted to share with us that might address that issue, or you might want to answer the question.
Well, I have lots of messages about that, but
mm-hmm.
from my own experience, I'd also like to share about dealing with fear, because
mm-hmm.
what I have found is that if we allow ourselves to completely feel it, put our attention into the body where we're feeling it, and just let it get as big as possible, that energy will actually shift and it will be released. But most of us don't want to be afraid, so we try to be strong and stuff it down.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we're willing to actually feel those emotions, they no longer control us. So I say if fear is coming up, dive in, feel it, but don't let it stop you from taking right action.
Mm-hmm. And I completely agree with that. I think that is a very healthy approach to anything that could cause one fear. You know, we often think of it as something in the external, but those of us that have been working on these kinds of things for some time know that a lot of triggers are actually internal when it comes to fear. And it is the greatest, it is our greatest enemy. I think the ancients have been saying that, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, nothing to fear but fear itself and that sort of thing. But we are living in some very fearful times as well.
Well, one of the things that I've been told is that those of us who have chosen to be light workers at this time are here to anchor the light during these changes so that we can help maintain some sort of balance and be the strength for those that do go into fear. So our role as light workers are to be those that are peaceful in the midst of chaos. And the only way we can be peaceful is to release our fear as it shows up and then stand in the power of the I Am presence.
Mm-hmm. And I go with you on that. That's completely right on. That's very good advice. And I think that is our function. And as we move into greater leadership positions for others, we have to stand tall and we have to be the ones that can provide some kind of stability and some kind of, because we can access spirit, we can also get answers that are well beyond our limited mortal minds as to, what kind of an answer a person might be looking for at that particular time in our gifts
right.
in working
right.
with spirit. So that we can be comforting, so that we can be strengthening, et cetera. And I know from my experience working with spirit that you have to be very grounded in order to work with spirit. It's kind
yeah.
of an oxymoron, but you do. I completely concur with what you're saying, Aruna, and I think you are coming from a place of deep wisdom, and I really like your channelings. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
Sure. Let me read one of the messages that is not on the website. It's called Ascension
mm-hmm.
is Now, because I think it gives us some more insights into what is happening as far as ascension is concerned. And this is from Saint Germain. Another thing that I didn't mention is that I channeled Saint Germain for about 10 years on a regular basis. And he actually took me to the last place that he lived in the physical in Germany when I lived there. And I used
wow.
to go and sort of be with him in meditation on the land where he had an ascension tower. So he was extremely involved in these kinds of activities even when he was alive.
Can you give us a little more information, if you wouldn't mind diverting a little bit right now on that? Because I understand that he had a history with Madame Blavatsky, is that correct?
No, Madame Pompadour. He was with George the Fifth of France, and
oh.
he was considered a great mystery man, and would appear and disappear. They think he lived about 200 years, but the last part of his last life on Earth was in near Hamburg, Germany, where he lived with King Frederick of Denmark, and he had an alchemy tower there. And he worked with all kinds of alchemical things and an underground alchemy tower. It's now a private school called Louisenlund, and I visited there many times, and they have the alchemy tower entranceway and an altar, and they say he was also part of the Rosicrucians, which had different kinds of ceremonies at the time. But when I was visiting the alchemy tower, that it's all fenced off in the area, and they mm-hmm. plant roses there. Many people come to do ceremonies. And I met a wonderful man from Denmark who said he actually was in service to him in that lifetime, and in this lifetime he continues to be in service by maintaining that piece of land where the tower was.
Wow.
It has an incredible energy.
That
in fact, when
phenomenal.
I took a photo, the outline of a tower showed up in my photo.
Okay, because I saw some kind of a photo of St. Germain from 100 or more years ago, and it sort of depicted him with Madame Blavatsky and other people that were associated with the Theosophical Society, and I thought that Germain was either associated with that society, or maybe she was just adopting some of his work into the Theosophical Society. Maybe they weren't contemporaneous, but at one time I thought they were. Apparently, from what you're telling me, he was a few generations before she came along.
Right, and she worked with Kutumi and El Moria, I think, in their spirit bodies, and you know, it's possible he could have manifested for her, because he was known to manifest in different places, including helping to create the Constitution of the United States.
Right. Well, that was another, wasn't that another incarnation, or am I mistaken on that? Maybe I'm thinking about Godfrey Ray King, who's another great channel. And Godfrey Ray King, I think, was George Washington in another lifetime.
No, I think St. Germain actually was thought to have manifested himself when the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were being drafted.
Well,
but
I
don't know all those
it.
Details.
I
have a relationship with him in spirit, and as far as I'm concerned, he is a true master. He's a hard master. He's not, you know, this gentle, loving, pat you on the back kind of master. He'd say, all right, come on, let's get on with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know how that goes, because I've been driven very hard by Diana, Princess Diana, who's very hardworking and relentless in her quest for peace, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, certain masters are past masters. Sounds like he is one of them. But his history is absolutely fascinating. But I didn't mean to divert you completely from the message that you were going to read.
Okay, well, let me read this message, because I think it's a good one, which explains where we are with it right now. So he says, consider this message a granting of acceptance for the next mode of ascension. Ascension will occur. It must be the natural development of each candidate and continuation of the consciousness shift already completed. It may happen as easily as awakening one morning without any active difference appearing to occur. It may come during a nap, and it may occur as an actual demonstration of closure with an old control of the dark force. In the next few days, many of you are to ascend to more expanded consciousness that allows even more light to beam out of your bodies. Make an affirmation about this during meditation. It can be said mentally as suggested here. This is the affirmation. My light activates light around my body. My light changes all darkness into light. My light amplifies any conditions of light abundantly. I am the child of one and the messenger of one. I am the I am. Next, opt out of any activity not aligned to all of your mental and emotional desires. Consider new activities that are more nurturing choices for your newly ascended condition. Mature completion can be done with love and harmony. Announcing ascension is not a mature completion. Acting from ascended awareness gives no control challenge to the other child of one. Practicing acceptance of one completes all control desires. The founding fathers and mothers of the new consciousness are the men and women who ascend consciously during the next days. Converts to the new consciousness will appear newly awakened to divine calling. Please assist them to their new demonstration of human caring. Many will find themselves dismayed by their new feelings. Clarity about uncommon emotions may be needed. Togetherness may begin with gatherings of like-minded converts to discuss the changes in themselves and in others as they appear. Priests of the new consciousness are not directors. Instead, they are the most aware and compassionate. All are to be completely equal in demonstrated awareness. No differences are to condemn anyone. Prayer to the one to get instructions or make a request will be the nature of energizing the mastery of an individual. Priests will instruct new converts in this. I am using the converts as examples for their own gradual decrease in needing assistance can develop their ability to assist others in the awakening and ascension adjustment. Preaching will not be used to develop anything. Only converts will need assistance, and they can get it from anyone who has already ascended. Politics and conditions of environmental concern can wait until adjustment to the new awareness has completed. Any child of the one who chooses to ascend can go to the light and complete the drama of this life and all other lives now. Not accepting ascension makes this completion impossible. At any great change of consciousness, many can change and many cannot. Any that do change will continue to evolve. Those who do not cannot continue as the master's chelas, and this lack of direction cancels their ability to manifest another destiny other than their current one. Welcome to ascension. My chelas are now able to make a great difference during the most changing conditions the human race will ever know. Peace, healing, and community consciousness can grow to ultimately control the human condition. My answers to your challenges now will be congratulations on your next awareness and give me a most delightful application of your light daily.
That was powerful. That was really wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Aruna.
Sure.
So, going back over it, it seems to me that he, in a way, is saying, in order to ascend, you have to choose to want to do it. It's
yes.
a personal choice. And if you choose not to, then you're stopping it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's saying if you choose it, then you need to start meditating and get quiet if you're not already doing that and make the decrees for going in that direction and take care of yourself. There's many instructions that I've received, and they are on the Master Messages website for the first 50. And then as I get groups of maybe 30, 35 people, I then start mailing out the rest of them. There are another 67, including the one that I just read. And everyone has guidance of things that we can do to make our lives better and support others. And there's a major focus about community and community consciousness and creating relationships that we can gather together and support each other during these changes that Ra was speaking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds as though we're coming into some more earth changes, which, you know, again, one never knows with the timeline with channeled material whether this is going to manifest tomorrow or, you know, years from now. But I think that it sounds as though it's imminent. At least that's the feeling I got from this. And I'm wondering if you can maybe speak to that a little bit. Not so much the earth changes, but maybe what we would need to do personally to prepare ourselves for them. You had mentioned some other things, saving a month's supply of food, in emergency type measures that we might think about if there are some earth changes coming up, and what you have from Saint Germain on that. And you don't have to read it; you can paraphrase it, or however you want to present it to us is fine, Aruna.
Well, in my opinion, everything that they've told us is about being prepared. It's not saying this is absolutely going to happen, but there's nothing wrong with being prepared.
Absolutely.
And the first thing he emphasizes in a huge way is this idea of community and creating relationships with the people that you live near. And to find friends that are also in harmony and come together and discuss with them how you can support each other if something does happen that would appear to be a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that it's very important to have a supply of food and water and toiletries and all the things. He suggested to have at least a month's supply, but 2 months would be better. And there are groups that do this. I know the Mormons do this now. It makes perfect sense. You just never know.
And I've run into some groups here in Illinois, but there was one that I was invited to speak at that I didn't feel particularly comfortable in after a while, because I got the general feeling that they invited me there to speak on some of my messages from Diana, but, you know, they wanted very specific information on where the earth changes. It almost as though this is where the earthquake is going to strike and this is where the tornado is going to strike, and they wanted to know physically where they could be in order to be safer. And I said, you know, my messages from spirit are about love, and if you're in a vibration of love, you're going to be safe. And if, you know, you're sensing dangers and you need to pay attention to that, but it's an immediate thing, and I can't predict exactly where these earth changes are going to occur, you know? And mm-hmm. So I got the general impression that the group that I was simply with for a short time, and this was not my group or anything, that they were kind of still operating out of fear a lot, and they were interested in preservation primarily.
Yes.
And my feeling about ascension and the relationship that we have to the earth changes is that, you know, whether we pass the spirit during an earth change or whether we are granted the gift of life continuing after the earth changes, or, you know, one of them or many, such as Katrina, it's in God's hands. And the only thing we can do is attune ourselves more carefully to the earth and to the vibrations around us, so that we know what to do in an emergency and how to be helpful to others and save ourselves and save others. But if we're not lucky enough to do that, it's not something that we really need to worry about, you know? Now, I've been given some assurance from Ra that maybe I'll survive them. But, you know, I go on that, but I don't go on that 100%, because I really think life is very unpredictable. And, you know, to try to predict precisely what we need and where we need to go, and making maps. You know, I'm sure you've seen the maps of where the rivers are going to change and
right.
how the pole shift is going to. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be in a full pole shift or not. And, you know, there's a lot of unknowns about this. But I feel if we're in the right vibration of love and service to others, that's going to be good enough. I mean, am I with you on that? Is that kind of what
well,
I'm picking up from
you? Well, I have a little different perspective on it. Number one, I feel that who we are is eternal,
mm-hmm.
and that when we own that we are spirits existing in bodies and are not so attached to these bodies, it really doesn't matter whether the body survives the changes or not, because it's not going to affect us as souls.
That's absolutely true.
And that's part of the shift out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
That is the state of awakened awareness, which we're really being led to. And in a way, I put awakened awareness and ascension very parallel, because when you awaken and you know that the truth of who you are is this I am presence, it is not a body, and that who you are was never born and never died, you were always existing and always will exist, then you don't have
That's
to worry about
Thank
where
you.
You're going to be if something happens to the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what I was saying, whether we go to spirit, whether we get to stay on the earth, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you have to go beyond the idea that you're the body in order to cope with the changing times. I think that's one way of putting it. And then, you know, the idea of there being a paradise on earth, that there's going to be finally peace on earth and better times for humankind, that seems to me a divine decree, almost. I mean, it's not something that I invented. But
oh, no, I've gotten that also, that
mm-hmm.
there's actually going to be three waves of ascension.
Oh, okay.
The first wave will be a few that actually demonstrate that it's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
The second wave will be all those who have chosen it and are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And the third wave will be those that have seen it's really happening and hadn't been prepared, and they're going to get themselves prepared.
They're going to get on the last train out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
the
there are those
out.
That won't. And
mm-hmm.
I've heard they'll go to another planet somewhere, but I don't really know anything about that. I can't relate to that as a prediction because,
well,
you know,
that's
who
what
knows.
Ross said in this message, but, you know, I think there's validity to it, because I think there are people that are so grounded in the 3D and are our basic consciousness here in America, the way the society operates and everything, is all 3D. You know,
mm-hmm.
any of this channeling and people roll their eyes and they go, no, no, thank you. You know, they have
right.
to be either a scientist or this or that. There's all these specialties. I work in academia, and I know that there are people that simply rebel against the idea of a spirit world, that rebel against the idea of spiritual transformation, period. They just don't want it. And their minds are trained in to function in certain concrete isms. So for those that don't want to be in a world, basically ascension is a world of fourth or fifth dimensional awareness where we're aware of spirit all the time and we're tuned into our divine source. They don't want to tune into divine source. They are going to have to go somewhere. So it's up to spirit if they send them to another
right.
planet or wherever. But, you know, you could look at it in another way, too. I mean, the Bible talks about, you know, the end times, the sorting out of the wheat and the chaff. And in a way, you know, without sounding fundamentalist or anything, I hope I'm not sounding fundamentalist, but there are intimations of this very era, even in the Bible, when they talk about things like that, because it is sorting out of souls. And basically, there is a division, I think,
mm-hmm.
going on between among souls, where those of us that are more spiritual are going to be able to accept the new vibrations and the changes that are going to occur on the earth plane. And those that'll be so freaked out by it or that are so concrete in their minds that they rebel against this, and that rebellion, by its very nature, will exit them out of this dimension one way or another. That's kind of how I see it or my understanding of it. But, you know, it helps actually for me to verbalize these thoughts and get them out there because we are talking about something that is interdimensional, that is a little beyond our realm right now, that we're preparing for. So it's
right.
hard because we haven't really experienced it yet. And finally, you know, for the ultimate question for you, Aruna, tonight, is are we going to experience the ascension in our bodies or will we be going to another place where we sort of just disappear? Or how is it? What is the crescendo? What is the experience? You know, I mean, this is my question. What is it going to feel like when we're actually there? Or are we already there?
Well, I think some of us have shifted dimensions as far as our consciousness is concerned,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that we have a different consciousness in a 3D body. And that can be a little confusing because we don't necessarily relate to things the way we used to. When you actually feel love and compassion for all that is and you feel what other people are feeling and you have this telepathic empathy with people, it is a very different way of being than the density that we used to be. So I say that many people are probably already experiencing fourth and fifth dimension now. I have been told that some of us will actually raise our vibration sufficiently to go on to seventh dimension, and then our bodies would actually transform into light bodies, so we wouldn't be seen, but we would still physically be present.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that's true. I've received some messages from Jesus a couple years ago when I was querying him about ascension and really what is this about, and he told me that there would be a shifting of your kind of like talking about your body in terms of light and particles, and he was saying that you could go from particles to light and light
mm-hmm.
and particles and sort of back and forth in the dimensions. And he
mm-hmm.
said it was very hard to hear this, and I'm like, yeah, it is. It's very
right.
hard to imagine it because I really, even in my state of being very comfortable with spirit and very open-minded as a person, it's hard to imagine that I could make my body disappear at will and then come back. But I think that there are some ascended masters that have walked the planet that have been able to do that.
Saint Germain is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's been known for that. In fact, I met somebody when I first started channeling who actually had met him.
Oh, really?
And was very excited that when I did the channeling for him that they were able to discuss that meeting.
Wow.
So yeah.
In other words, Germain physically appeared to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been known to do that, and he's never done it for me.
Wow. Well, then you're going on faith. You know, I'm going on faith in my work, too, with Princess Diana, because although I've seen her in my mind's eye, and when she first came to me, it was it was like I could perceive her in my room with me. But ever since then, I never really seen spirit, and I don't need to see spirit to know that spirit is there looking after me. You know, and I'm sure you're going on faith too with your work with Saint Germain. But boy, this has been a very enlightening conversation. And I'm sure we could go on for at least another hour, Aruna.
I think so.
I think you were great. And your insights are fantastic. And you're concrete and spiritual and so evolved. I am just so glad to know you. And I want to give out your website again. It's mastermessages.com.
Well, I think going to the awakeningcoach.com would be better. Because
okay.
You can also go through a link there to the Master Messages.
Okay.
And all of the new ones that I've done in the last few months are posted on theawakeningcoach.com, and there are a lot of articles that I've written, too. And one of the things that I recently added was to explain the relationship between non-duality and channeling, because I've been a teacher of non-duality for many years, and people are saying, what are you doing channeling? They don't fit together. So I wrote an explanation about that, because coming from a non-dual consciousness, when you live in stillness, whatever arises is not judged, and it's just allowed. And because of that, these masters and archangels feel that my channeling can be clear, because I don't have any distortions that the ego is going to insert in there. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I trust you on that. I think that your work is very clear, and I feel that mine is too. And I want to thank you, because I had a particular physical symptom that I've been plagued with for at least a month now. I was having these tremors and physical shaking. And I deferred this to Aruna, and she came through with an awesome message from Prime Creator on something called Adjustments for Ascension. And though we don't have time to read that message, I want to personally thank you for bringing that through, because that gave me a lot of comfort. And you are a wonderful channel. And where might we read this this message and defer this for our audience?
Oh, on awakeningcoach.com.
Okay. So it would be on awakeningcoach.com.
Right. There's a whole section on channeling. There's a whole section of articles. And then I just added a section on non-duality and channeling. So people will understand that when you get to awakened awareness, anything can happen, and there's no particular behavior that fits with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's really, really helpful, because sometimes people do associate channeling with duality, because you're bringing through another entity, so there's two of you, basically, or three of you, or however many entities. But, you know, the thing is, if the message is coming from a place of oneness and so on, then there isn't really a need to judge, you know?
Well, the way I explain it is that I am one with all that is, and I may speak as Aruna, and I may speak as Saint Germain, and I may speak as Archangel Michael, and it doesn't matter. It's all the same consciousness, and it may show up in different ways. You know,
but I think in your service, you do have a distinct flavor, and I really hope our listeners tune into your wonderful website. And I'd like to also say that it was fantastic speaking with you, and I'd love to have you back for another session where we could get into more on your information.
Well, I'd love it. I'd also like to say that I do work with people as a coach to support them in preparing for awakening and ascension, and that's
wonderful.
Described on my website.
Well, I'm sure you do a fantastic job with that. And we are at the end of our evening, so we thank our listeners for joining us on the Peaceful Planet. And we're putting out all kinds of love and light to you, our listeners, and also to everyone concerned with the September 11th commemoration and all the victims and all the people that are now in spirit. I want to mention the website of Bob Murray in particular, because he has special messages from the 911, and he's at thestarstillshine.com. I want to mention my website, Diana Speaks to the World, where you can read messages from many masters, including Diana, but now there will be others posted, such as Ra and others. And we want to invite you to join us again next week where we continue our series on ascension. So we're going to close with an appropriate song by Bob Murray called Appreciated Angels. And this is a song that was actually channeled in from John Lennon. And we're playing it in honor of the angels and in honor of the September 11th remembrance. So God bless you all, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you again for joining us on The Peaceful Planet. This is show host Marcia McMahon signing off for the evening. Many blessings to all.